9 games to go for the Arizona Diamondbacks in the regular season, hoping to wrap up a wild card spot. Good time to talk to our next guest. For his weekly visit, the president and CEO of the Diamondbacks, Derek Hall, joins us here on Bickley and Marotta Mornings. Derek, I'm assuming you're in a good mood today.
Vince, I'm in a very good mood. That was a great homestand, as you guys have touched on. And, you know, we had the roof open Monday night, beautiful, or Tuesday night, beautiful night for a ball game. And then I know Sarah and Vic were both concerned. The chill system was great yesterday, so we're in good shape.
All right, yeah. No, listen, when we spoke with you, you were coming out of that trip in Queens against the Mets, and nobody knew what to make of anything, really. And then you produced 5 really clutch performances with a handful of just hallmark moments included, many of them from Corbin Carroll. What's the feeling about what you guys just laid down on the baseball field?
Wow, you're exactly right. I mean, we looked at that first at that Chicago series, and to take care of business, when you looked at the probables, and we had to match up against Steele and against Hendricks, who always baffles us, and Wicks. That was a great series to sweep, obviously. And then you go into this 2-game series against the Giants, and they really probably felt like they had to win both. And so for us to walk out of there with a mini, you know, series sweep, 5 straight wins there at home, such a good feeling, Bic. But now we're going back on the road. And it, as quickly as it happened for us to jump from the 4 spot up to the 2 spot, it can flip around again. We know that. And so you've got 5 teams still fighting for really 2 spots. Anything can happen. We got to take care of business. We have to keep our foot on the pedal. But when you go to Yankee Stadium with a young team, I've seen it in the past. I remember, you know, when we went there, I think it was in 07, and we had so many young players, and they're looking over saying, wow, there's Derek Jeter, you know, and we played like that. So you hope your young guys don't go in there and say, whoa, there are the Monuments, and there's Judge, and there's Stanton. And I don't think they will. You know, when they went to Wrigley Field, which is also obviously a historic place, they took care of business. So I hope we do what we need to do on the road, because you would hate for it to come down to those final 3 against the Astros, who are always arguably the best team in baseball.
Derek, you made fun of it. You took a, you know, made a reference to the chill zone. But was there a little bit of relief yesterday that Merrill was able to get through a start with the roof closed because of the cramping that had plagued him? Was that kind of a feeling at all after that game?
I think it has to be, Vince, but it was good. And again, you know, the weather has turned a little bit, knock on wood, and, you know, that certainly helps in trying to cool the building down, even a day after having the roof open for that night game prior to that game. But I think anytime you can see Merrill go back into form, you know, the first batter, you know, it goes deep on him, a guy that's been very hot against us and a lot of teams, quite frankly. And you're thinking, uh-oh, how's this, you know, game going to go? And then for him to at one point shut down 11 straight and look like he has so much of the season and so much of the last couple of seasons so dominant, yeah, I definitely exhaled and felt really good about that start. But really all the guys have stepped up. You know, you look at that rotation, you look at how Fott pitched. He was so good against the Cubs. Nelson had such command of that fastball and his slider. Our bullpen, as you guys have pointed out, has been so good and so dominant. Again, I don't want to jinx anything. It's like this time of year, you know, you got 9 games left, you are where you are, and you have to start making plans and contingency plans to travel for that word, you know, postseason.
Right.
And you hate doing that because you don't want to jinx it, but you know that there's other teams that are having to do it as well. You just don't want to jinx anything these days, but I really salute our bullpen. The athleticism was back. You saw it. I mean, we created it. I was so proud of Torrey. He and I spoke yesterday. Just the fact that he focused on making them speed up defensively, and he did just that, and our team did that and kept the pressure on. And I think if we have that approach against every team like we did at the beginning of the season, that's a difference maker, and especially that kid that should be Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, let's talk about that kid because, you know, hot streaks come and go in baseball. Sometimes there's no rhyme nor reason, but what Corbin Carroll looks like he's doing is rising to the moment like great players do. Give us some context of what you think we're watching here.
Dan, he's unbelievable. I mean, we talked about it when the season started about a true 5, you know, tool player. And I remember a rookie, you know, when I was working for the Dodgers, Raul Mondesi, and everybody talked about the arm and the speed and the power, you know, and the fielding. He had it all. But, you know, Corbin is truly that. And you see a different aspect of his game every day. And he can make a mistake in the field rarely like he did and then turn around and make up for it. And that's the night before. and be the difference maker in the game. He's always a difference maker. And I can remember when, you know, our baseball leadership team would go out and watch him, and you're relying on the scouts who said, draft this kid. You're relying on your coaching staff in the player development system, and then your baseball leadership staff that goes out to watch him, and they would come back, and how many times Mike would tell me, when we bring this guy up, you are going to be dazzled. He is one of the best players we've ever seen. And you see it. Yet the best thing about Corbin Carroll is, and I think I've said this to you guys as well, is he doesn't even know how good he is, and he's so humble. And you guys have touched on it. I've talked about it. You know, he had the lack of power for a little bit. But let's remember, there was a game against the Pirates where he took a swing and grabbed his shoulder and thought, uh-oh, what just happened there?
Yeah,
and I think there was a bit of that in the back of his head, you know, throughout this season. But he is clearly feeling positive, feeling strong, feeling healthy, and looking like himself again. But for his accomplishment with, you know, 25 homers and 50 stolen bases and to be the only guy, that shows you how special he is already in the history of our game.
Well, and going back to the beginning, and I wanted to ask the question this way on Corbin Carroll. The Diamondbacks raised some eyebrows around baseball when you gave a $111 million contract to a guy who had played in 32 major league games. And nobody was refuting that Corbin Carroll wasn't a great prospect, but we applauded the move because we believe that's the way the Diamondbacks organization has to do business. But did you have any inclination that we would be talking about a historic stat line in year one of that contract, Derek?
Well, everything I heard, Vince, there was a possibility of that. You know, you never go in expecting that, but there is a chance of that. But we certainly, you know, bet on this guy and for good reason. And he bet on us, too. I mean, he certainly knew. Yeah, that was one of those deals that works for both sides.
Yes.
And he knows and he knew at the time that his career is going to be special. And, you know, he wants to be here. He made that clear. I'm just really proud of him. I'm proud of our baseball staff for making that recommendation to us, saying, trust us, this guy is unique. We've talked about, you know, him being a unicorn, but he's been a catalyst. And, you know, there's certain people in the lineup that you need to be producing. And we've seen it now for, you know what, the last 3 or 4 weeks. Now Christian Walker may be heating up. As he goes, we go. As Corbin Carroll goes, we go. As Ketel Marte goes, we go. I like where we're heading right now, and you hope we don't hit the skids here with 9 games to go.
No doubt.
As you guys have said. I mean, Vic, you've pointed out, right, when the unexpected and the expected, it's almost reverse. And
yeah.
So let's just keep going with this momentum. Teams get hot going into the postseason. I hope that's what we're going to be witnessing these final 9 games. And by the way, I said it could come down to those final 3. It probably will.
Yeah.
And, you know, I encourage our fans to get out here and root on this team for that final 3-game series against the Astros if we need it.
I know you've been asked this before, but not by us. On a scale of 1 to 10, how concerned are you about losing Mike Hazen, and or are you guys already taking steps to make that not happen?
Yeah, I think on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being very worried about him leaving, I'm a 0. You know, Mike and I have had several conversations. We talk multiple times every day, all year. He's very happy where he's at. He's very proud of the job he's done. He's proud of the team he's built, and he's proud of the team that he's building on the field. So, you know, we were talking that the irony, Vic, is probably 3 months ago. We chuckled the other day. This event in Boston certainly didn't trigger us to sit down and say, okay, what do we talk about your future being? 3 months ago, I went to him and said, hey, you've got 1 guaranteed year left. Why don't we start talking about extensions? So we start those talks very early on. We're very candid, very honest with one another. We're very close, and I'm confident he's going to be right here, and he's very happy to be here.
Derek, thanks
all right, great
as always.
Stuff,
we appreciate it. Best of luck on the road in New York and Chicago, and we'll talk to you next Thursday ahead of that Houston series.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you so much. Let's keep this rolling if we can.
Thanks,
see you,
Derek.
Dave.